welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome, everyone, to Meet the People of MCB. Thank you for listening today. My name's Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and I'm just so delighted and excited to be able to bring on a couple of folks this morning that I think you're going to enjoy listening to.
Well, I know that they'll enjoy it. They really will. This is our inaugural Meet the People, and we were excited to have this couple to agree to be on with us. I think they're called Mr. and Mrs. MCB. They should be anyway, but a lot of you probably already know who we're talking about. And Bev Shockley. Say hello there to us, guys.
Hello to everybody in MCB.
Hello, and that's a nice, I've been called a lot of things, but never Mr. MCB.
Well, you have today.
I got to tell you, Don, as you well know, whenever I joined the organization some 30 years ago, that you were one of my heroes. And I always wanted to be able to live up. When I grew up, I said, I want to be like Don Shockley. So I tell you, you've been one of my longtime heroes.
And you're still not in jail?
Well, Don, Bev, I know... you know, we miss you out on the porch at summer camp. That seems like that's your position there, just reigning king and queen and just guiding everybody as they come through. But what's been going on in your lives?
Well, of course, we're both in our 80s now. I'm the big 88. Mm-hmm. I believe that MCB Summer Camp was one of the most wonderful activities that came into our lives back around 1990. And sitting on that porch and being in charge for 20 years was not only a big responsibility, but it was more fun, and it was the way to really get to know the people of MCB. Yeah. I think it was the best way. I think social activity is very, very important, and it's just been wonderful to have that kind of connection.
And the air was fresh and nice outside, and it got kind of breezy out there once in a while, but we managed that.
And if you didn't hear, if Don was not sitting out on the front porch, he was probably back there in the kitchen playing past the trash, and you could always hear him yell king whenever he had a king from the kitchen all the way out to the front porch.
Well, that was well known.
Well, now, Don, Bev, you told us how old you are. At least you did, Bev, and I'm glad you confessed that.
I don't tell people. I tell people I'm 4'4".
4'4". Okay.
Four score.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes you about, 84, I guess.
Very good math. You're a good mathematician.
Well, so you have moved from the location that you had lived in for, over 50 years?
We've been out 59 years.
Wow, 59 years, almost 60 years, and you've moved in with your daughter now up in, where's she at, in Wentzville?
Wentzville.
Yeah.
And I can get close to Troy.
Yeah?
That's where everybody moves, isn't it?
A lot of people are moving there, I think. I know one couple is planning on moving there, and you know him too, Mr. Schnelly. He and his wife are planning on moving to Troy. But
Are they?
Yeah, they, that's what I heard just here a few weeks ago. So, but Wentzville is a nice area too. It really is. So,
so has it been quite a, has it been quite an adjustment for the two of you moving after being in that one location for almost 60 years to a completely different location?
Well, not really, because I'd say 20 years ago, yes, but we slowed down a lot, don't get out much. So it's really not a big...
A lot of the neighbors that we had when our family was growing up have all left the area. We're almost the last ones to go. And but it was a wonderful, it was South St. Louis, a wonderful area to raise our two children. And it was easy for us as blind people to get around. We walked and were able to walk to department stores, grocery stores. Cab service was really good there, so transportation was wonderful. The activities, the MCB office was within walking distance. We longtime members of UWB and transportation there was easy. And so, it was just a great place to be. And making the change, I guess the hardest part has been getting rid of stuff. We had accumulated so much over all those years, figuring out what to do with everything. And that's where our two children really helped us a lot. Yeah. We found homes for a lot of things where we didn't have to just send it to the junk. And so we were happy about that. Yep. In fact, I had a Braille embosser that I'd had for 20 years. Well, more than, actually it was close to 30 years. And we were able to find a home for it. Midwestern Braille Volunteers came and picked it up, and they're going to use it as a backup. And so we were really happy about that.
Good, good.
Well, Bev, talking, you mentioned about walking around your neighborhood. You had a little accident back in January, wasn't it?
I did, but that was in the house. You know, they always say most of the accidents happen in the home. And we were just sitting in our family room, and it got to be lunchtime. I went over and picked up a can of soup and started toward the kitchen. And I took a nosedive, and I really don't know why it happened, but I broke my ankle, had surgery on the 22nd of January, and I'm recovering well, but very slow. The doctor has told me, because of my age and soft bones, that it takes a little longer, and so I'm being very patient with it. But I'm doing better now.
Good. Are you sure Don didn't give you a little shove?
Well, that might have happened. That might have happened.
Let's, talking about MCB, how long have you guys been a member of MCB?
Do you know? We joined August of 1988.
Oh wow. Okay.
And we're not as long-term as people might think, because we took time to raise our children first. But we were both graduates of Missouri School for the Blind, knew a lot of the MCB members for many years, participated in social activities with them. And they just kept telling us, you need to join, you need to be with us. And so we
were younger members, but they don't tell us that now.
Well, we're so certainly,
that was how we joined.
Yeah, we're certainly glad that you all did. Really am. How long have you been married?
What is it, 150 years?
We were married in January. January 1st of 1960.
Wow.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Hey, Don, I wanted to ask you too. I told Denny, I says, I don't want to get away without asking Don, because I know at one time the mentor program was, you know, a big thing with you, because you were so instrumental working with RSB in developing the mentoring program. And I remember back in those days, a lot of the information was on a floppy disk. And some of that information you were passing out was on a floppy disk. So that tells you how long ago it was. Can you share with us, you know, what was it about it that drew your attention to the mentoring program, and why it was that it just seemed like you had such a passion to see something like that with RSB?
First, it was Edna Freeman's decision that she thought I was had a big mouth, I guess, and she got me started. And it just seemed like a good program to get the younger people in, you know, interested in having the knowledge of the older people passed on to the younger people. That there's nothing any better than personal knowledge to help you out. Because I knew when I was growing up at school, I heard about all the former graduates and what they were doing, and it made me feel like, you know, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And we were hoping to pass that on to the younger people.
We realized that a lot of the younger people were not attending schools for the blind, were mainstreamed, and probably didn't know any other blind people, especially if they lived in small towns or rural areas. And we felt if we could reach them through a program like this, and if RSB were willing to work with us on it, that maybe this type of information would be good for the younger people to find out about.
What would you say has been the biggest significance or change in all the years that both of you have been a member of MCB? What would you say would be the most significant change that you guys have seen over the years?
Well, as on my part, I think the biggest change is that the organization has gotten much smaller. We're not getting the younger people involved. And back at the time that we became interested, I think a lot of it did come from going to school at the Schools for the Blind, through alumni organization, through the school boosters. We found out about where the other people were, and I guess that made us want to become a part of this activity. But now I just feel like that we're not getting the younger people. I think that's one of the most.
And it's not because we haven't tried, though, Deb. It's just, you know.
That's right.
It's really difficult to reach them with all the social media, with all the activities that they have. They didn't have these things back when, 25, 30 years ago. And it's just difficult.
But one thing that I've noticed lately with the COVID problem that we had, I think ACB with their community activity now, I think they're beginning to reach more people who belong to organizations. Maybe if some of us tune in to some of that programming, maybe we'll find other people too.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And I think MCB is somewhat doing that. They have the, you know, conference calls on Thursday afternoon, and I know our affiliate, St. Charles County Council of the Blind, just began this week, peer support conference call where, people that need assistance or, you know, just to let them know that they're not out there alone with their visual problem, that there is support. And there's other activities, too. I think the membership committee is working on different things, the fundraising committee, and it's and this Meet the People, you know, I think that people need to know what you as members, longtime members, have done in the past, what you're doing now, and just get everybody introduced to each other. So we, you know, there's a lot of people in MCB, and I don't know half of them. I really don't. Bev, Don?
Yep.
Yep. We knew more when we were active in camp. That's when our name really got out.
We found that when you go to conventions, you have a tendency, your time's limited. You sit with your own little group.
Yes, right.
You're listening to programming most of the time. And we found that in the summer camp activity, that's where people really got to know one another.
Yeah.
Found out things that maybe they might have in common. And we were able to reach people who were not a part of any of the organizations. But social activity, I think, is extremely important.
Yeah.
And
the summer camp, Bev, Don, and you mentioned it a couple times, Bev, that it's a very important program that MCB has. I think it's the most important program that we have. It reaches more members, more outside people of MCB. And it's, as you said, socialization, it's important. And I know there's been some people in the past that have tried to do away with the summer camp, but I'm a big supporter of it. And I've had to, you know, pretty much fight for it to keep it going. And we have a great chair right now. It took your place, Bev Cascaden, and she feels that way too. It's a great program, a very important one, and we reach a lot of people with it.
I think that's one of the best things that happened to us when we saw Bev coming along and saw how well she related to the members. And I was just happy when she was willing to take over when we were finished.
Right. She does a great job. She has a heart for the camp. Every place you go, she's always talking about the camp. So, and the ladies are great to work with, too.
I think last year was a difficult year for all of us, and especially for people who, for the Laytons and people who were running activities like that. And I just hope that it comes back this year and that people feel comfortable to go.
Yeah, we're having it back. So it's 2 weeks, 1 week in June, one in August, and the extended weekend in September. And I think the dates are already filled. The applications are already filled for the June and August camp, but still time for the September camp. So, Chip, you have another question for Don?
Yeah, I sure do. Don and Bev, is there anything that you would like to share with the members of MCB that maybe they really don't know about Don and Bev Shockley? A secret, maybe? Denny and I were talking about, boy, this would be such a great way to start gossip, start some rumors. So, no, seriously, is there anything about Don and Bev Shockley that you would like to share with the membership that maybe, I mean, we knew who you were, as you just described, we associated you so much with summer camp, and Don is just so well loved and so well respected and known. But is there anything about Don and Bev Shockley that maybe people don't know about?
Well, I don't know if anybody knows about Don's garage and all of his saws and his woodworking. I don't know if anybody knows about that. They might have a real problem if they saw him coming toward him with a saw. I don't know, but... we found homes for all of those things, but he was pretty handy around the house for 60 years.
Another thing that a lot of blind people don't, I cut my own grass for up till I had my heart attack.
Wow. Wow. Hmm. Wow.
With a power mower.
Wow. Wow. That's terrific.
Hey, Don,
I still got 20 toes and 20 fingers.
Well, I heard you, somebody tried to steal your transistor radio, though.
Well, that happened. That was when I was back young and dumb. It was one Sunday night. I came back from my parents, and I was walking down the street playing my radio, and the guy walked up and started talking to me. Next thing I knew, he was jerking on my radio. And next thing I knew, I'd beaten him with my cane. So.
That's
hey,
funny.
Don, I know you and Bev, for years and years and years, used to love to use Eudora and WindowWise. Have you guys graduated from using Eudora and WindowWise?
We had
No, we went backwards.
Actually, we've had to.
Yeah.
We've had to do that, but we hung on just as long as we could. That's for sure. JAWS has gotten hold of us now, and Outlook, but they were excellent programs, and believe me, we held on to them as long as we could. And I don't have Windows 10 yet, but I'm planning to go there.
Well, and I did go through the state tap program to get an iPhone. I always told people I didn't know how to use the phone after they took the crank off, but I managed to learn a little bit.
Well, any closing words at the – go ahead, Bev.
We do want to tell you that we're always – all the years that we were raising our children – we thought it was really important to have them involved in school activities, in scouting activities, in church activities. We participated in PTA when they were growing up. That's why we didn't quite find time for the MCB until after they were grown. But we made sure they got to their ball games, and our daughter is still playing softball, and she's going to be 60 this month.
Wow. That's
she has
terrific.
Ladies she's played with for years.
Good for
well,
her.
Well, we were always interested in the Cardinals, in baseball, but in activities like that for our children. They were both in Southwest High School band. Our son went to Missouri University and was in marching Mizzou and mini Mizzou. We made sure that they had extracurricular activities like that. They participated in the high school musicals that they Southwest High School performed every year. And as far as our church was concerned, our church was always number one in our lives, and
yes,
we raised our children also in the church. And yes, Oak Hill Presbyterian Church has meant a lot to us.
Yes.
Good.
I don't know how much you know about scouting. Do you know about the Order of the Arrow?
Which, I don't
know.
Which is a sort of a I can't think of a word I want to use, but they tap you out. They come along and tap you out, and then you gotta go and sleep all night out in the woods. And the troop our sons belong to decided to do that to me. So my son and I went out one night and slept out in Beaumont in the woods all night, which I thought was pretty good for him to want to do it to a blind person.
You didn't.
And maybe they just hope that black bear would get me or something.
You didn't find any snipe out there, did you?
I was looking.
You had to look for it.
Yeah.
I took my bag along.
Yep, you got to have a bag and a stick.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and one thing, too, that we want everybody to know is that we thought employment for the blind was very important. And we were maybe fortunate, maybe it was due to our desire, but we were both employed. Don was employed by, it was Western Electric, and then it was AT&T, and then it's been called Lucent Technology.
And my pension checks come from Nokia.
It's Nokia, but he worked there for 30 years, supported his family that way. And I worked until I was pregnant with my daughter. I worked at St. Louis County Welfare for 2 years and Graham Paper Company for 7 years. And a lot of it was due to the old Bureau for the Blind, which later became RSB. But were really, really important in our lives because they had people who went out and made sure that blind people were included in regular employment. We felt like we were out there with sighted people alongside us. I was a dictaphone typist for all those years, and it really gave me a computer background. I wish I'd have had one of these computers back then. I wouldn't had so many letters over and over when I made mistakes. But those activities were pretty important to us, and I wish there were more opportunities for employment for blind people.
Chip, any final questions for Don and Bev?
No, but I got to tell you, it's just so good to hear the voices again. I love both Don and Bev. I've loved them ever since I met them. They're terrific people, really good people. And I'm just so glad and tickled to have them today.
Yeah, thank you, Don and Bev.
Thank you for picking us.
We're glad to be first.
Yeah.
Well, when we thought about doing this, you two were the first ones that came to mind. Really were. We just wanted some people that had been around MCB for a while. Some of the, I'm not going to say old members, but some of the longtime members. and we're planning on having Shirley Brokaw on in the next few weeks. So,
Shirley and I graduated the same year.
Same class.
I remember that now. Yes.
Okay, good. So anyway, thank you, Don and Bev. I just wish you the best in your new living situation. And guys, you've just been a blessing to so many people in MCB and out of MCB also. Just thank you so much for your time and your agreeing to do this podcast with us.
You're welcome, and we'll be around.
Good.
Thank you, folks, for listening to the Meet the People of MCB, and be sure and join us next time. You never know, you might hear yourself on here the next time. So, Chip, say goodbye, and I'll say goodbye, and we'll just sign off here. Go ahead.
Goodbye, everybody. Hope you'll join us again.
Thank y'all.